And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. A recent study finds fewer kids in Oklahoma are suffering from childhood trauma. Oklahoma Institute for Child Advocacy CEO Joe Dorman says the rate of kids facing adverse childhood experiences has declined from 32% to 28%.
We've seen some improvements there, and I believe that's because of the work that's being done in this area, but we obviously still have a long ways to go because Oklahoma has the worst rate in the nation.
Adverse childhood experiences include poverty, mental illness, or the death of a parent. In an effort to lower the still formidable number, the OICA is working to raise awareness through education, reform, and public discussions. An Oklahoma City Democrat moves to abolish the death penalty in Oklahoma. State Rep. Jason Dunnington will sponsor a bill to do so during the legislative session that starts next month. The measure already has the support of the Most Reverend Paul Coakley, Archbishop of Oklahoma City. It's unlikely, however, the bill will pass the Republican-controlled legislature. The U.S. Supreme Court denies without comment the appeal of an Oklahoma death row inmate. 64-year-old Carlos Cuesta Rodriguez was sentenced to death for the 2003 fatal shooting of his common-law wife, Olympia Cardina Fisher. The rejection makes Cuesta Rodriguez eligible to be scheduled for execution, though Oklahoma has not put an inmate to death since executions were halted in 2015 following a series of bungled lethal injections. Wanted: precinct workers in Tulsa County for the March presidential primary and the November general election. Secretary of the Election Board Gwen Freeman says she's several hundred short of what will be needed.
Well, between now and November, to cover March's preferential primary and then November's general election, we'd love to have an extra 300 or 400 precinct officials to be able to cover those two elections.
The jobs are paid positions, but you must attend a training day first. Anyone interested should contact the Tulsa County Election Board. Our weather forecast: a little patchy fog should burn off by about 7 this morning. Then we'll have cloudy skies, gradual clearing to mostly sunny skies. Our high of 59 degrees comes early today, and temperatures will fall into this afternoon. Right now, cloudy and 57. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.